We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Boy, Maxie, the Wolves were really over. They were looking awful good, and then boom, I don't know what happened, but they lost to Charlotte 115-108.
That was a clunker in the fourth quarter. Obviously, they came in without Karl-Anthony Towns. Hurt his left wrist. I saw him working out before the game, and so I assume, it's not awful, but they wanted to rest him and then give him the you got 9 days now for the All-Star break, depending on how much of that he needs. D'Angelo Russell was, I was really impressed the way the first quarter, he tried to get everybody involved in the game. He passed on his shots, made sure that everybody was getting looks, things that you look for from a point guard, and if you're unselfish. And then the second half, he inserted himself and said, okay, it's time for me to start scoring baskets now. And he ended up with 26 points and 11 assists. Not all of his shots are good shots. He forced quite a few. Some of that, the product of that these guys haven't played together. But Charlotte has been just awful. And you had them beat by, 16, 17 points in the second half. And, again, the old bugaboo defense, they let the Hornets have way too many great looks. And this Graham kid, second-round draft pick out of Kansas, is really good, and he is really a find for them, and it shows that scouting and everything matters. But that was an ugly defeat for the Wolves. To have the energy they had in the crowd there and that big lead, and you're playing a bad team, and you're going to All-Star break with all the time to let people go think about and buy tickets, and then just let it slip away like they always do this year, with or without Karl-Anthony Towns. That was a tough way to end something like that, where they had a lot of buzz in that building last night.
Yeah, and Charlotte was missing Rozier in their starting guard. So
missing Rozier and. Like I said, I think they lost 13 or 15 or something like that.
Man,
on the road coming in, so it was not good. Kind of funny, Rob Covington was there sitting with Gerson Rosas for part of the game. So he got traded by Rosas to Houston, and then I suppose coming back to get his stuff or whatever during the break. And why not go watch my old team play? So, they got a lot of things to work out, and Ryan Saunders has a lot of things to think about putting this team together the rest of the season.
What did you learn over at Minnesota Baseball yesterday?
First of all, that facility has really benefited them, meaning when the Gopher football team got its new facility built, then their old indoor facility, which they shared with a lot of teams, is now pretty much exclusive to baseball and softball. And they got new turf in there, and they've redone it, and it's really nice. They can take live batting practice in there. It's that big. They dig infield, all those things. And so a nice visit with John Anderson. They go out west to open their season. They might have three high draft picks in their starting rotation, but we were talking about, it really is incredible how things have changed. He was talking about, nutrition and analytics and the machines that they have available to them to measure spin rate and everything else. And he said, really, we didn't have anybody hit 300 last year, he said. And he said the reason is that the evolution of pitching at the college level, because the science of it has gotten so good with how to build arms up and being able to detect flaws because of these machines, the computers and video that they use that tells you what you're doing. He said the pitching has just never been better. To go through college baseball is always known as an offensive game, and not have anybody hit 300 tells you something. He said, that's just the trend of the game. We've learned how to nurture arms and all those things. And he says pitching's never been better.
Probably the last game in 119 years series between St. John's and St. Thomas, Max, and a little bit of a surprise when it was announced to move that game from Collegeville to the Twin Cities to U.S. Bank Stadium next year.
Yeah, they. I talked to Coach Foshi for a bit yesterday at St. John's, and I'm going to have him on the night, and he said, we looked at all the demand already, and there's only one way in or out, and since we had this great alternative, we said, why not? And, it'll be a windfall for them, sure, on top of that, because U.S. Bank Stadium, I'm sure, will split the revenue with them. And when you look at what those teams have drawn at Allianz, that's pretty cool, the way this played out. They played at Target Field, Allianz, and now U.S. Bank Stadium. in the last several years. I mean, they have really given people a little bit of everything. Now Collegeville is so special and so unique. It would have been fun to see it played there as well. But, Minnesota's November 7th, so there won't be many conflicts there. So if Minnesotans want to get behind this, they could sell that thing out and make it one day to remember.
Oh, boy, it will be last one ever. And I guess I was a little surprised. I thought for sure they'd leave it in Collegeville just for the
I did, too. Somewhat after the season, what I heard, and I thought, yeah, they won't monkey with that one because and St. John's has the call on it. But
Yeah, it's their home game.
It's their home game, so they control the whole thing, and just like playing at Allianz last year and all that. So, that'll be something. That'll be different. And like I said, it's in November, and so second to last game of the season, I think you said. So, I don't know what that will feel like, inside the building. Years ago, they did play in the Dome. People forget this, but they had a series where every team played their last game in the Dome in the MIAC. And so at least 1 year, maybe two, those teams end up playing against each other just because it was their rotation.
Did you propose to Coach Foshan that perhaps your old Hamlin basketball team should get together and you guys could join the team for one? You could maybe play a game before the football game in front of a packed house?
I hadn't thought about that. That's a good idea. I bet we could, yeah. Hamlin still got the old field house there that they won with when Coach Hutton was there. Now they've redone it, but it is the it does reek of tradition. Let's put it that way when you walk in there.
Yeah. Well, the trouble, if you guys played hoops, the problem would be that everybody would leave before the football game after you were done. So
That's good, yeah. Especially, yeah. And we'd have to put the no dunking allowed rule in again.
Maxie, I will talk to you in 1 hour. I want to ask you about Rangers and the
Rangers.
Wild tonight.
You got it. Thanks.
He's Mike Max. Catch him on Channel 4-2 and right here on CCO Radio nightly at 6:30 with Sports of the Max. Good morning. It's 7:46, 14 before the top of the hour. Temperature in the Twin Cities, actual temp, minus 10. Wind chill right now, 28 below.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.